My name is Jeff Cross. I'm the ISSA Media Director and Media Director of Clean Facts. I'm here with Ben Looper, the RAA 2024 President. Ben, thank you for your time today.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So, Ben, as a new president, I have to ask this question. Tell us a little bit about yourself, how you ended up here, and did they drag you in kicking and screaming to put you at the top of this association?
No, actually, they didn't. Fortunately, I've been part of the restoration industry now for 30 years. I was not as involved in RIA as I built the business, but over the last 10-plus years, I've become more and more involved in the RIA, and then was tapped to run for the board and then eventually become part of the EC, the executive committee, and with a path up to the presidency that's, you know, been over about a 5 or 6 year period.
Yeah.
So excited to be here. I wasn't kicking and screaming. I'm actually excited to give back and serve.
Good deal. I know you're following the footsteps of some successful presidents, Katie Smith,
so.
Mark Springer, who are here today at the show. And by the way, we are at the RIA annual event. You can see the background is the registration area. The show is underway, so we picked a nice quiet spot.
Yes.
Everyone's in the trade show. It's crazy down there.
Yeah.
It's busy.
Yeah, I'm
excited. It's exciting.
I'm
food was good.
Next. Yeah.
You missed lunch, Ben.
Okay.
You missed lunch, so hopefully they'll give you something.
Yes.
Let's talk about this. You know, whenever someone becomes president of an association or any group, they inherit things. They inherit good things, maybe bad things, or challenging things. I don't want to say bad, but challenging. Anything that you can think of that you're excited about or that might trouble you, you're going to work out as a new president?
Yeah, I'm coming in at a real interesting time because as part of the board and as part of the executive committee, I've been part of a transition over the last 5 or 6 years and have been there when the times weren't as good. And the RIA is on a path right now that we haven't seen in a long, long time. This show specifically is the first time we've ever sold out a convention. So it's standing room only at the convention. Some of the breakouts that were paid are sold out yesterday. So we're really excited about the fulfillment and commitment from some of the members and future members of the organization that are going to be here with us. So I'm very fortunate to be taking over this role at this particular time. A lot of the hard work has been done to get us here. Now, it's my job to make sure that we continue on the path that we're on.
Yeah, inheriting something that's working has to feel good.
That's right.
It has to feel good.
That's right.
And congratulations. I've been to so many RIA shows, and I have to say this one is busy. It's
Thank
good.
You.
Good vibe.
Thank you.
And you sold out. I'm glad I got in.
Yeah.
I got my ticket when I did.
Thank you. So. I kind of feel like the new football coach at the University of Alabama.
Don't.
Inheriting the Alabama football team from Nick Saban.
For all of you who don't like Alabama, I apologize for what Ben just said.
And I'm a Bulldog, so
okay.
Sorry.
Okay. So you talked about how RIA is doing and the show is good. Maybe it's a premonition of things to come. What's your vision for RIA? What do you see years ahead? That's going to make a difference.
Yeah, we've been working on this vision for a while, but the strategic partnerships that we have put in place with IICRC being one, a lot of the enterprise memberships and the membership growth that we're continuing to experience. We're over 1,600 members now and couldn't be more excited. We've got goals to even get that to 3,000 in the next couple of years and see a direct path to doing that with the continued efforts that we have with advocacy, education, all the different things that we are doing and have in place now to continue to enhance the growth of the industry.
Good. Let's talk about training and certification because RIA is knee deep in that, right? And I noticed there were a lot of new, what do you call them, pins?
Pinning ceremony.
Pinning ceremony.
Yeah.
New ones coming in. That's got to be exciting to see the new faces coming in.
It is.
How's it going with the training certification? Are you seeing an uptick in that?
Well, I can tell you it's probably one of the hottest topics that we're working on as a board and with the new IICRC partnership. I just left an executive committee meeting right before I was
here. Did it go overtime?
And it went really well. But I can tell you we've been working on a career path, and there's going to be announcements made soon and in the future that I think are going to be very beneficial to the industry, and I'm excited about where we're heading with those discussions with the IICRC as well. So making sure that we're all in the right lanes and doing the right things.
Yeah, no secrets here. During the town hall meeting, it was mentioned that in the past, RA and IICRC didn't always play well together, that's in the past.
That's right.
Things are good now, and I can see a lot of good happening.
I'm happy to announce that relationship has been restored, and we're in as good or better a place than we've ever been in with the relationship between the RIA and the IICRC. The boards, the executive committees are working hand in hand, working really well together.
Fantastic. Now, as we wrap up, Ben, I look around the industry, and I see people like me, like you. I'm not going to say you're old, Ben.
Well, yeah. But a little bit longer in the tooth.
We're mature.
Yeah.
It is a maturing industry. A lot of ones who have been in here a long time. Maybe some could say there's a lack of younger professionals, although I'm seeing it at RA.
Yes.
So good for you on that. But what are you doing to entice and bring in the next generation of younger professionals?
Yeah, that's one of my goals as president, to put some efforts behind that next generation.
Okay.
Selfishly, because I have two of my own that are here this week.
Two
son and a daughter.
Oh.
That are both in the industry, both working for our organization. So a 24-year-old and a 21-year-old. As I said, I started in the industry when I was 19, so I know how important it is, because I remember those mentors that I looked up to at the time. And I think there's an opportunity for us to really, really invest in the young up-and-coming leaders of our organization now, and not wait until, you know, they get older, but to start putting some effort and invest in them now. So that's something I'm personally looking forward to helping implement and getting some strategies in front of, to make sure that the next generation is excited. I know they're here, and when you got a full room and lots of big announcements and things going on, it's exciting. So I want to make sure we keep that excitement and are doing the right things to get them to the next level to be the leadership in our industry.
Yes. Well, Ben, you're not just talking the talk. You're bringing your son and your daughter to the show. Do they enjoy the industry? Are they like, Dad, okay?
No,
I'll come.
So I have three. And the third one is getting ready to graduate high school. And she's indicated that she doesn't have any interest in the industry, but the two that are working in our organization are excited about it and excited about the future of the industry.
Two out of three is not bad.
Two's there.
So in conclusion, as you speak to our audience, anything you want to say that they should know about with the RIA?
Yeah.
And if you want to give a pitch about membership, feel free.
You know, I said this morning at the town hall, the train's out of the station. You know, with this sold out show where we're at, the membership numbers and driving where they are, please make sure you're getting involved, doing the things that are necessary to help us continue to move these efforts forward. We need to continue to drive the membership, educate those who aren't aware of the RIA and know about us, and get them involved as well, because the more members we have, the larger the contractor voice is. So we want to make sure that we're focusing and working on the things that we need to be focusing on, and we're going to need your help in order to do so. So looking forward to working with each of you members and future members here at the RIA.
Yeah. And I want to say that representing CleanFax, we value our partnership.
Yes.
So we'll see this many years to come, and this new generation. Maybe next time I'm going to interview your son or daughter.
Absolutely.
Okay.
They're here. Absolutely.
Thanks, Ben.
Thank you.